Have you tried CTC math yet with your child? Here's a testimonial from another happy homeschool mom. Amber said, "I'm absolutely thrilled with CTC math. It's a rare find that I've used with my children for more than 5 years now. I have 6 children using CTC math, and each child has found it easy to navigate and very applicable. I love seeing them enjoy this math program and grow in their mathematical journey. Thank you so much for all that you are doing in providing quality math lessons for my children. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com. That's ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, this is Yvette Hampton. Welcome back to part 3 of my interview with Cindy West from Our Journey Westward. We are talking about game schooling, and this has been a fun conversation, and it's just so interesting to know what playing games can do with our kids. And as it was, as I think through just kind of where we are in our society today and where a lot of people have started homeschooling unplanned. You know, they never intended to homeschool. They've kind of had to jump into it with both feet. I think that game schooling is a really good way for those parents to get started with homeschooling, but also to kind of de-school. You know, I don't even know if that's a word, but we say it anyway. But de-schooling, kind of getting rid of that traditional school mindset. And starting again, as we talked about building relationships with our kids, if you're a parent who is brand new to homeschooling, this is a great way to just start to rebuild those relationships and kind of undo the pressure of school. And I think for mom too, this is a really good way for mom to just let go of some of that pressure that we feel like we always have. Because I know for myself, I always feel like, we've got to get to all the books. We have to get to all the academics. We've got to check all the boxes. And these are boxes that can be checked through fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They are. Yeah. Just like we would consider an afternoon of cooking or an afternoon of art with artist study or a nature walk. We would consider all of those things academic enough to check off a box. Well, game schooling can be that too. I love the idea of using game schooling, as part of a de-schooling plan in general, because you're right. So many new homeschoolers come towards homeschooling with the idea that we need to have this exactly as it was in the classroom, the time schedule, the amount of time that we spend on particular subjects. And so kiddos and parents can really struggle to make that transition, because it's not really meant to look like that. And right. So when you take a little bit of time to de-school and see how much fun you can have while still learning and still getting those books in, we're not saying don't do the books at all, but a little bit of de-schooling time where you just have fun for a while and then continually make sure that you're infusing some fun things in amongst the books, then you can really set yourself up for some good success.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. Let's talk a little bit more about functioning skills when it comes to game schooling. But then I want, in a minute, I want to talk about your nature studies, which is a total kind of rabbit trail. But you mentioned them earlier, and I just think they're fascinating. And so I want you to talk a little bit about those in a minute. But how can game playing build functioning skills in our kids?
Okay. So in the last episode, we talked about functioning skills being things like paying attention, remembering things, the way you process information once it comes in through your eyes or your ears, your logical thinking skills, and even your comprehension abilities. And so games are inherently doing those things for you, helping you to practice those things. And so when we practice those things, and sometimes when we practice them hard, we can actually exercise our brain, kind of like we would exercise our muscles. Mm-hmm. And so when you do a game, like I mentioned Spot It in the last episode, I'll tell you about another game here in a second. But when you specifically play these things because you think, I really want to work on this particular kiddo who struggles to pay attention, or this particular kiddo who struggles a little bit with comprehension when they read something or when they hear something, then you bless your students with exercise for their brain. You're actually building new connections in their brain so that they become better at those functioning skills. So you can almost equate it to when we play a game that is practicing something that we learned in history. Well, you're strengthening the skills of remembering what they learned in history. Or when you're playing a game because you want to practice some skills, some social skills, the social skill of being a good sportsman, then that's what a game can do that for you. Well, you can also practice games for these functioning skills. So another example of that would be, let me think of a really good game. One that I love is Blink. Blink is a card game. And Blink, you can use it as the directions tell you, which is a really great brain training. I call these brain training games. So brain training are the ones that I'm considering really working on those executive functioning skills. Okay. So if you play the game as it says in the directions, you are practicing many of those skills, but you can also do it another way to where you are forcing these kiddos into some really, really focused attention and memory, working memory that also requires, well, not doesn't even require processing speed, but it improves processing speed when done over and over and over again. So if you don't know what Blink is,
Blink is
it's these cards that have shapes on them.
Okay.
And those shapes come in one, twos, or threes, I think. I don't think there are fours. And those shapes come in a certain color. So you might have a card on it that has one red star. Another card might have two blue moons. Another card might have three yellow raindrops. And so what you do is you say, okay, sweetie pie, and you can do this one-on-one with a kiddo if you're specifically wanting to target some functioning skills. You can say, I'm going to put one card in front of you at a time. And right now, all I want you to tell me is the color you see. So you put a card in front of them and they say yellow. And then you put another card in front of them and they say red. And then you put another card in front of them and they say blue. And so you say, okay, well, I timed you on that. You didn't know I was timing you. It took you 60 seconds to get through the whole deck. I'm going to do the same thing with you tomorrow. And I'm hoping that you'll beat your time. So it's like a game with themselves.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you can imagine that doing that, how is that focused on attention? Well, they have to be paying attention to look at that card and say that color quickly in order to beat their time. How is it focusing on memory? Well, they have to remember, what did she ask me to look at here? Which attribute? She asked me to look at the color.
Okay.
And so you always have to be remembering, what color is it? What color is it? What color is it? And then the processing speed comes in how quickly they can take in what they see on that card and then spit out the answer. And hopefully you're building that processing speed every time. Well, when they get really, really good at that first go at color, you know, maybe you work on that for a week, every day for a week. And then you say, okay, you've gotten really pretty good at this. Now, guess what I'm going to ask you to do? On this card, I want you to tell me the color, but the next one, I want you to tell me the shape.
Oh, wow.
And so you go color, shape, maybe for a whole week.
Wow.
And you try to get them to grow in their speed on that. And then you say, all right, now I'm really going to throw you for a loop. I want you to do color, number, shape, color, number, shape, color, number, shape.
Oh, wow.
And so you can spend a month playing this game, probably doesn't take you more than 1 to 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. And at the end of that month, you've got a kiddo who has sharpened at the very least their attention, memory, and processing speed skills.
Wow.
Just with one simple game.
Yeah.
How cool is that, right? Yeah. And then we talked, I think it was in episode 2, about some specific games that work towards logic skills. Mm-hmm. So the logical thinking, there are just games that have you covered on practicing that. I don't know that I mentioned Rush Hour. I may have mentioned Rush Hour, Quirkle, Blockus, all of those that are requiring that critical thinking, that logical thinking, that problem solving. Those are working on that functioning skill. And then comprehension generally just comes with any game where there is logical thinking involved. You have to comprehend, what does my card say? What am I supposed to do here? You know, if you're, even if you're playing something like Go Fish, mm-hmm. I've got to be able to comprehend the cards that I have in my hand, what I have heard other people say, and the cards that I want. So there's comprehension that actually can transfer once you've practiced it enough to comprehension of reading, believe it or not.
Okay.
Yeah. And there are other specific games and tactics that I could go into on how we could really hone into games or practice activities that could help with specific comprehension skills. Sure. And we can do that if you want.
Yeah, I would absolutely love that. But let's take a quick break. We'll be right back to talk about that.
Learning to write well in order to effectively communicate ideas can be a challenge for many students. Equipping teachers and teaching parents with methods and materials which will aid them in training their students to become confident and competent communicators and thinkers is key. The Institute for Excellence in Writing is an organization dedicated to training, mentoring, and providing a model for teachers in a clear, sequential, and effective method of teaching writing that reinforces history, science, literature, and other content areas.
Our methodology begins with dictated content. So rather than saying to a child, here, think of something and learn to write, we actually give them the content, and through our 9 units, gradually wean them from dictated content to that blank page.
Through the process of learning to write well, students learn how to think clearly and to express themselves eloquently and persuasively. For more information or to order the program, visit IEW.com.
Let's talk about comprehension. I'm excited about this.
All right. So when I say games, I'm saying game-like right now, because not everything that works the brain is necessarily all fun and games, like what we have been talking about, because it can be work.
Sure.
When we are challenging a kiddo who doesn't necessarily do a skill well, it can be challenging, but you can still do it in a fun game-like way. So I'm a Charlotte Mason-inspired homeschooler. And that means that one thing that's part of my homeschool on a regular basis is picture study. Mm-hmm. And all picture study is taking the artwork of an artist and you look at it. So we have cards just of some artwork, and you can have a kiddo look at that card and you say, I just want you to look at this card. And you play a little game where you say, you don't know what I'm going to ask you about this card after you stare at it for maybe 20 or 30 seconds. So you be ready. Okay. And so they look at the card and then you just surprise them with a question. And that question could be as simple as, what do you think was going on in the picture? Or as hard as, what do you think the artist was thinking when the artist created that artwork? Or as rote as, how many people did you see? Hmm. What colors did you notice? And honestly, this reminds me very much of those brain box games that we were talking about in one of the episodes. The brain box games work on this similar premise. And so what you're encouraging kiddos to do is, through picture, they are comprehending the picture as much as they can, and then coming back and telling you about the picture in whatever way you surprise them with. So it's game-like. It's not necessarily a game,
sure,
like we have been talking, but in doing that, you're promoting so many visual comprehension skills.
Yeah.
And then you can take that into a story where you say, okay, now I'm going to read you an Aesop's fable. Okay. And I'm going to ask you any kind of question that I want from it. You have to be listening really, really well. And so the exact same premise, you read a little fable, they're short, so this is easy. And you ask any kind of question that you want out of it. What was the moral of the story? That would be the big question. Mm-hmm. Or what did the fox do? Or how did such and such react? Or what color do you imagine the animals were? And so again, you're working on all kinds of levels of comprehension skills. And then eventually you turn that into their own reading, where they start talking things back to you from what they have read. One more intermediate step in there that's kind of sort of game-like is, I read to you, you draw some cartoon figures of the storyline as it's going along. Or you read what you're supposed to read, and then I don't necessarily need you to tell me anything, but I want you to draw me a picture of what you read. That's kind of that intermediate step to the one where they are then reading themselves and comprehending it well.
Yeah.
And how do you check to see if they're comprehending it well? Just have them tell it back to you. And you can make that very game-like too. And you can say, okay, you don't have to tell me everything, but tell me, was there an animal? What about the animal? What was the setting? Tell me about the setting. And so you can make those conversations game-like, which we've kind of stepped into a whole new arena in this discussion. But again, it goes back to that whole premise of, we want to infuse not only tons and tons of learning into our homeschool, but a fun atmosphere.
Yeah.
And so games can go a long way, as can game-like things or things that are even just jovial.
Yeah.
And not necessarily the hard work that's a stopper sometimes.
Yeah.
We get to that hard work, but we can coax kiddos into that hard work by building up skills that are difficult for them in those steps.
Yeah. That's fantastic. As I'm thinking through that with both my girls, I would have one girl who would want to draw pictures of what she read or heard, and another one who would want to act it out because she's goofy and likes to do those fun things.
Yeah.
And so you would be able to kind of hone in on their own individual talents and gifts to make sure that they are actually comprehending whatever it is that they're reading, that you're reading.
And not only making sure, but if they have a struggle, you are reinforcing, because any kind of movement, any kind of extra picture they can draw in their mind, because honestly, that's what comprehension is. Comprehension is being able to put a picture in your mind and then speak about the picture.
Right.
So anytime you're promoting that through a drawing, through acting, through a question that's helping them to picture something, you're promoting, you're working on, you're training those comprehension skills.
Yeah. That is fantastic. Do you do, with your kids, did you, and do you with the one that you're still homeschooling, do a lot of memorization with them?
That is my biggest failure in homeschooling.
I would not say that.
It really honestly is. Every year I have set out with a giant list of Bible, poetry, speeches. I have the list, and we will get pretty decently started on that, and then I putter out. But I am going to tell you one thing that I found that is has helped us to be really consistent this year. And it comes from IEW, the Institute for Excellence in Writing. And I feel like the program is just called poetry memorization.
Okay.
And we have been more consistent with that than anything. Now, do I wish that I would throw some extra pages in that book that had Bible memory on it? Yes, I do. Because that is one thing that if I have any regret in homeschooling, it is that I have not done memorization of Bible verses very well.
Yeah. It's hard to do because you have to be so consistent with it all the time. And you know, that's not something I've been great at, but my husband has been really good at doing Bible memory with our girls when we do our family devotions. And so they've done that since they were itty bitty. And so, yeah, it's a great skill to have is being able to, but I asked that because as we used to do classical conversations and I remember Lee Bortons would always talk about, you know, train the brain to retain and through memorization. And so, that's a big thing in CC is training the brain to retain. And, that's a great thing. So really quickly, in our last couple minutes, tell me really quickly about your nature studies that you have and how those work.
Sure. So I have lots and lots of different nature study options on my site. I like to say that I've created something for anyone, no matter whether they love nature study or hate it. So there is curriculum that can get you outside. And again, you know, I'm all about creativity, as you can probably tell. So a lot of people get really bored with the idea of going out for a walk and getting in a nature journal and just drawing something they see. So I've created lots of curriculum to get you outdoors, and it gives you the ideas of what do you do. Some of it is in a nature journal, some of it is not, but it's all very educational. And then I created another line that you don't even have to go outside. It's called No Sweat Nature Study. And it's kind of meant to be used with your whole family together. And it uses multimedia to teach your kiddos about nature topics. And then at your kitchen table, you can do the nature journaling. You can do a little bit of extra research and some creative things that way. And then for people who are like, yeah, I don't even want to do any sort of nature study, but I want my kids to do it, I also teach classes. So you can join the No Sweat Nature Study live classes. And I teach via something like this to your kiddos. And we learn lots and we always create nature journal pages together. And sometimes we even do experiments together.
Fun.
But yeah, I mean, there are options all over the place for nature study. And I'm a huge, huge, huge proponent of nature study because it is your hands on science lab.
Yeah.
If there is no better place to learn about science, learn about it in the textbook and then go experience it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, creation, you know so much more about God and his qualities and his awesomeness and how much he loves you through actually seeing and touching his creation. So that I'm just a huge proponent of nature study.
Yeah, I love that. We talk a lot about that. You know, everything we do, we want it to point our kids towards Jesus and help them to understand him better. And so I love that you do that with your nature studies. That sounds like a lot of fun. We will put those links, of course, in the show notes as well, so people can find those. And then what other things do you offer on your website? Because you've got a lot of stuff on there, a lot of really great stuff.
Yeah. So my blog, the website portion, which is all free, it's 14 years worth of creative ideas.
Wow.
So you can kind of type in, you know, writing. Writing is a big one. Math is a big one. And just all different kinds of posts will pop up. I also teach masterclasses.
Okay.
So again, very much like this, where we will hit a topic and I will just dive deep, probably giving you more information than you ever wanted to know about how to implement something kind of like what we did today.
Yeah.
But those are on video. So you can take notes. You can come back and watch those things time and time again and just really hone in on something. I have one on brain training, as a matter of fact. I do not have one on game schooling, but I do on brain training.
Yeah. Well, that's great. On the nature study courses that you offer, are those live or are they pre-recorded so people can jump in at any time?
Oh, that's a great question. So you join a membership.
Okay.
And in that membership, there are two live classes per month.
Okay.
You may attend live, but you don't have to because every single class is recorded and those are put into a video library. I believe we're nearly to 50 classes on all different kinds of topics.
Okay.
Yeah. And so when you become a member, you have access to that library at all times.
Okay.
So you could do a class a day or a class a week on your own schedule.
Yeah, that's great. So fun. We will definitely share those links with everyone so they can check it out. And thank you, Cindy, so much for your time today. Thank you for your input on game schooling. And I've learned a lot about it and I'm excited. I'm going to go play some games with my kids today.
Oh, good. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Absolutely. It is my pleasure. Our goal here is to encourage homeschool families and to equip them with everything they need to homeschool well, to homeschool successfully, and to point their kids to Jesus. And so when we can help our kids to train their brains, as a matter of fact, before you and I got on today, we were talking about brain training and about comprehension and all of those things. And I said that one of the things that for me is the most frustrating is growing up, I never learned really how to train my brain. Yeah. And I really struggle with comprehension and with retention sometimes. And when it's the most frustrating for me is when I'm reading my Bible, because I will sit down and I will read. And then, you know, two verses in, I'm like, la, 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 and I'm off wandering, you know, and thinking about all the things that I need to do that day. And so I have to keep bringing myself back. And I wish I could just sit down and focus, but you said something interesting. You said that you actually do brain exercises yourself.
Absolutely.
Which is encouraging because that means it's not too late for me. I can actually do some brain training.
Yeah. In fact, the research says that people who have had brain injury, Alzheimer's patients, that brain training does a whole lot of good for them.
Wow.
So I could, when I, we play a game, a brain training game nearly every day. Okay. And I play it with Eli.
Yeah.
Because it's as good for me as it is anyone else.
Sure.
But I will also get on, I have some apps where I just play some word games or some numbers games or things like that, at, you know, 5 or 10 minutes in the evening when I'm trying to wind down.
Yeah.
And that's great brain training as well.
Okay. Well, yeah. Do you have a list of those as well?
I do not have a particular list of those. I mean, I can tell you, I always am changing them out. I play solitaire.
Okay.
I play, I don't know what it's called. It's a word game where you've got letters in a circle and almost like a crossword puzzle up there. And so you have to, you make different words out of the letters in the circle to fit in the crossword puzzle.
Oh, fun.
Just look for a word game like that.
Yeah.
The other one is also a word game. Numbers games are not my forte.
Mine either.
I need to do more of those. There's another word game. Oh, it's just a word find. It's a word search right now that I'm doing.
Okay.
Just a plain old word search on an app.
Okay.
And so when I get bored with those, I take one off and I try to find something else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So many options.
Yeah. So many options.
So that's better than flipping through Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, fun. Well, thank you again, Cindy. You have been such a delight. I've really enjoyed having you on with me today. And thank you guys for listening. You are always a blessing to us. Please, again, share this with your friends, share this with your family, and tell others about the podcast so that they will listen. And if you have not yet done so, please leave a review for us on iTunes, because that really does help others to be able to find the podcast. So we would love it if you would take a few minutes to do that. We are out of time for today, but have a fantastic rest of your day, and we will see you back here on Monday with another fantastic guest. See you then. Bye-bye.
Every year, parents just like you are discovering Classical Conversations, a vibrant, supportive, Christian homeschooling program that's been equipping parents since 1997 with the resources, tools, guidance, and encouragement they need to homeschool their children with confidence and prepare them for a lifetime of success. Visit our website at classicalconversations.com to find a nearby community and learn more about homeschooling the Classical Conversations way. Classical Conversations, Christian homeschooling simplified.